Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with members of the Columbus Speech Team about their upcoming state performance this weekend.
Can we begin with you first giving me your name, grade level, and how long you've been involved in speech here at Columbus?
My name is Damian Vergara. I'm a junior, and this is currently my third year in speech.
My name is Lexa Kala. I'm a junior, and I've also been in speech for 3 years.
My name is Avery Sipes. I'm a senior, and I've been in speech for 4 years.
My name is Sarah Bella. I'm a senior, and I've been in speech for 3 years.
My name is Asai Kuros, and I'm a junior, and I've only been in speech for 2 years.
And all of you are going to be advancing to the state contest in Cedar Rapids on Saturday for your Reader's Theater performance. Can one of you take me through what goes on in a Reader's Theater performance?
You're going to have 25 minutes. You get to have your scripts. There's no props and no costumes, and it's just basically acting out what the script is saying.
Can you explain to me a little bit about your role in the performance and what the performance is about?
Yeah, so the Drama Geeks was just about high schoolers in performance and like in drama. So my role was kind of like the cool guy or like the guy who's trying to get with girls and stuff. So that was just me trying to act all cool, be chill and all that. So I wasn't really taking it seriously from my role and my perspective.
Mine is more like the timid, shy kid that sits in the corner who really doesn't want to be there and just kind of hides. And my character will have some character development later on, and she'll stand up for herself, and then she'll just be more outgoing from there on.
My role was the narrator, so I basically prompt all of their characters to perform, and as it goes on, I get more sassy through the play.
My character basically consists of a high school student that is being there just because they have nothing else to do at home. Their parent forced them to be in drama so that they can get out of the house and do something other than play Xbox or homework.
I'm kind of like a troubled adolescent, so I'm only there so I can graduate high school and I'll have a trial, and I'm just very troubled.
So it sounds like there's 10 of you in the performance, is that right? All of you are a completely different type of student that's all coming together for the same purpose, so to speak?
Yeah.
Do you find any challenges in Reader's Theater? Was there anything that any of you either struggled with or going into it maybe you were a little unsure of?
I definitely had some struggles. This is my first year doing Reader's Theater, and in the past years, the Reader's Theaters have done more serious things, and this year was comedic. So when I heard, oh, this is the part you have, I was like, okay, because I'm not usually the quiet person who likes to sit in the corner or anything. I'm loud and I like to be seen, so I had trouble getting used to the part.
After doing it, do you have a preference now between comedic stuff or more serious performances?
Not really. I'm just not good at comedic stuff.
Well, I'd say that collectively you're all fairly good. I mean, you're going to state for it, so give yourself a little bit more credit. Any other challenges that any of you face with Reader's Theater?
I think that my character has to be very confident throughout the whole entire thing. And then I just think that's very hard, considering I'm not that confident, me being myself.
So it sounds like a lot of you are getting roles that maybe aren't like your typical personality. Was that a challenge in itself that you faced, or were there any of you who felt like, this pretty much covers my personality, I just have to be myself?
I'd say, yeah, as a first year, when you have a different personality to yours, it's kind of hard to imitate it and get the mood across in the same way that a person like that would.
See, I don't know about that. Mine was pretty easy. I just didn't have to care about anything.
I would say that I did get a role that is unlike my own personnel. I'm a student that does not slack off, and that's the type of student that I have to play, but it's not that hard to just be like, okay, and let everything go with the flow.
Do any of you feel nerves before a performance, or do you feel pretty comfortable at this stage in your speech careers?
I think that I get nervous because there's some things that you have to do and you just got to go with it. And then having to prepare my mind, that I feel like that's very hard.
I'd say not really, just because I've done improv and radio, which requires to think on your feet specifically for improv. So it's not really that nerve-wracking, especially when I have it written and prepared for me.
I'm used to performing in front of people, and since we're performing in a group, it kind of relieves some of that stress that you would get. They're looking at everybody and not just you.
In different categories, I've had to memorize scripts or I've had to come up with things to say, so I think that part got a little easier after time.
You know, I feel like I agree with Alexa on the fact that I've only ever done individual speech, so when you go into the group setting and all eyes aren't on you, you start to learn background acting a little bit more, that even though you're not the main person that's talking, you can still react and do things that really bring the whole thing together.
What does it mean to have a group of 10 students who are interested in the same thing and hoping for the same goal of advancing to state?
The group that we've put together is fairly familiar with each other, and we're all pretty close. So honestly, I feel bad for our coach a little bit because we don't get much done in practice sometimes. Like, we'll be there for 3 hours just laughing and giggling half the time. But we obviously did something right, and she knows what she's doing. We put our trust in her.
And so, turning to you, Coach Canny, what does that mean for you as the coach to have this group advancing to state?
This is the first time I've ever tackled a comedy, and it's been a lot of fun. I've never had a group this big for Readers Theater either. I don't think I've ever had over 6. So that was kind of a challenge. Another kind of cool thing is we have all 4 grade levels represented. It's cool to watch the upperclassmen just totally take them under their wing and make them feel comfortable in that setting, because that could be kind of intimidating, I think, otherwise.
That was members of the Columbus Speech Team joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about their upcoming competition in Cedar Rapids on Saturday. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.